Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I want to thank God for giving this opportunity to stand in your midst and share from the word of God. God is good and his mercy endures forever. Amen. Yesterday we had a lovely time for those who came. It was a really blessed time. Especially it was a joy to see a lot of people coming out to do the tracks. At the outset, I wanted to say this. It was such a joy because to see so many people, just imagine those corners today. There's nobody there to spread the light. But you were yesterday, many of us were there spreading the light, giving a small tract maybe. But that God can work through that small tract and God can touch lives. And God can change. So we may not be perfect. We were not perfect. It was our first experience. But certainly, as the Lord leads, we would get better. Certainly, we would get better in the coming days. And those who couldn't join us, we thank you all for your prayers because we knew the power of prayer. When we see, because there are times when we go out there and we see very hard the tracks moving. But yesterday, the tracks were moving very well. People were receiving the word of God. It is all through the power of prayer. And continue to pray that God would use us as a church, that we would do what God wants us to do. It's very nice to see youngsters coming to share the word of God. Even though you don't know much to tell, it was good to go and hand over something which you believe, to stand as a witness, and God will honor that stand. If you take that stand, God will certainly bless. In the coming days, let God bless us and lead us as a church. But coming back to the word of God, I would just like to read a word from the Bible, Matthew chapter 6, verse 24. Sorry. It says like this. Can one of you read it, please? One of the youngsters can read it. Amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we humbly come to your presence, O God. O Lord, we thank you, Lord Master, for this word, O God. O Lord Jesus, speak to us, O Lord. Help us, Lord, to hear your voice, O Lord. Cover me under your blood, Lord. And Lord, only what you desire should come out of my mouth, Lord. Lord, cover and Lord, prepare your people to receive your word, Lord. Bless the young people especially as they listen, Lord. Let, Lord, this word, Lord, be implanted in their lives. And let, Lord, God be glorified. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So here we can see, when Pastor told me to preach, I had a very rough week initially starting. I was not well initially, but then, so I thought of, in between quitting, I thought like, maybe I should call Pastor and say, I cannot do it. I never do that, but I was about to do that, but the Lord gave me a message here. So I just want to share that. But by the end of the week, I was okay. By Friday, I was okay. So I think certainly God has strengthened us and God would lead us. Here you can see the verse like this. It says, no one can serve two masters. For either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will be loyal to one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon or money. So here, when you read this, you can know that a person always have two choices. Today, my message is today, choices have consequences. Every choice that we make in our life has a consequence, has a result. When we are young, we are always faced with choices. When you are young, when you are old, when in every part of your life, you have a choice to make. And the choice that we make will certainly have an effect, be it a good effect, a positive or a negative effect. If we don't make choices, we will not be doing, we'll do nothing. For instance, we made a choice to come today in the morning here. We made a choice to take the word of God and come. But so we can see that man was made always with choices. Even when you see in the Garden of Eden, when God planted Adam and Eve, God gave them two choices. There was two trees there. One was the tree of life and one was the tree of knowledge of good and evil. They had a choice to do what they wanted. But man, what he did was, depends upon when Satan deceived him, he decided to go for the tree of knowledge of good and evil because he thought he would become like God. So what we can see here is, we have choices in our life. If young people, if you take a chance, a choice to study, you will achieve many things in life. If you take a choice to read the word of God, God will speak to you. But today I'm going to talk to you how certain men of God, what choices they made and what we can learn from it. How we can learn from these choices or what we should learn from these choices. When you look at the Bible, there are many instances. You can take every character as an instance. You can take from Adam, you can take till the last character. You can always take example, as an illustration for this. But I'm just going to talk about five people or five persons. One is a choice of Abel and Cain. When you come to Genesis chapter 4, you can see that there was two brothers, Abel and Cain. Cain came, they both wanted to offer sacrifice to God. They both wanted to give their sacrifices to God. And you can see that Cain, who was a farmer, brought in the fruits of the ground. But Abel brought in the firstborn of his flocks. And what God did was, you know the story. God, that was their choice to bring. God did not ask them. When you see you read the Bible very carefully, God did not ask them to bring it, but they brought it voluntarily. And you can see that God was happy with the choice of Abel, but God was not happy with the choice of Cain. When you read, can you read Hebrews chapter 11, verse 4? It says like this. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 4. It says, can one of you read it, please? Yes. So he made a more excellent sacrifice. Why did he make an excellent sacrifice? Why does the Bible say that Cain did what he could do? He was a farmer, but he brought the fruits from the ground. But what did God see was, Abel brought an offering from the first flocks, firstborn of the flocks to God. What God really saw was the offering was made from the heart. Our sacrifices, what God is seeing is, how are offerings today when you come to worship God? How is our offering made before God? Is it just because your parents told you to come here, you have come? Or is it just because it's a Sunday we come and sing songs? Well, how is it? Are we just following a tradition of just coming to church on Sunday or reading the Bible? That is not what God is concerned. God is concerned the offering that is made from heart. If you do anything wholeheartedly, God is willing to accept it. It doesn't matter what you do, but even the smallest matter, it doesn't matter. But if you put your whole heart, God is willing to accept it and God will be pleased. That is why you can see here is the offering of Abel was from the heart. That is why God says to Cain is, oh, sin is at your door. Why are you angry? When Cain was very angry with Abel, with God, because God rejected him, God is asking, why are you angry? Sin is at the door. But what you should do is, you should rule over sin. God says there, you should, in Genesis chapter 4 verse 6, I think, it says that God is saying, you should rule over sin. Cain, sin should not control you, but you should rule. If you make an offering from your heart, I would have accepted. Similarly, today, what we learn from that instance is, we should do our wholehearted offering to the Lord, our wholehearted sacrifice, whether we are singing songs, whether we are praying, whether we are praising, whatever we do, it should be an offering made unto the Lord. If we don't do it as a wholehearted offering, whatever we may do, if you make it as a performance, whatever we do, God will not be pleased. Maybe man will be pleased, but God cannot be pleased, you can see. The next thing what you can see is the life of Lot and Abraham. Come to Genesis chapter 13, verse 10. One of you can read that. Genesis chapter 13, verse 10. Yes. So here you can see Abraham and Lot. Both of them traveled. Abraham got a revelation from God. Abraham had a command to leave his people, to leave his kindred and go. Lot joined him. But what happened there is, there was a strife between their herdsmen. They had a plenty of cattle, you can know. You know the story. They had plenty of cattle. But as a result, the land could not be sufficient for both. So they started striving. So the Abraham is saying to them, let there not be any strife between you and me. So you do one thing. If you go to the left, I will go to the right. If you go, whichever direction you go, I will just go opposite direction. He was ready to do exact opposite of Lot. So the 10th verse you can see here, Lot lifted up his eyes and saw the plain of Jordan, that it was well watered everywhere, and it was like the garden of the Lord, like the land of Egypt as he go towards Seir. So here when Lot looked there, it was so beautiful. The plains were beautiful. Everything was beautiful. So when you think it is beautiful, he told, yes, this is so beautiful land. I have so much cattle. I have so much flock. Let me go there. That made a good choice for him. It seemed a good choice for him. But Abraham took the opposite route. Because that was the agreement. Am I right? That was the agreement they had. If you go this side, I'm going that side. So in the human perspective, if you see, Abraham made a stupid decision. Okay? Abraham, you, in the human perspective, you have a green land. You have a nice fertile land. Why don't we go there and do it? That should be our choice. Am I right? In the human mind, that is intellect. That is what you would think. But what you can see here is, when Abraham was stayed there, you can see that the Lord started to speak to Abraham. After Lot went, the Lord said to him that I will give you this land where you are dwelling. So what you do may not make sense to the worldly people. What you do will not make sense. The choice that you make for the Lord will never make sense to a person who don't know Christ. You may be fools for Christ. That is why Paul says that I'm ready to be a fool for Christ. I'm ready to suffer shame and despise. I don't care about myself, Paul writes there. Why Paul writes like that is because he knew the God he was serving. He knew. So what we should do, Lot was chose the land by sight, but Abraham chose it by faith, you can see. So today also, when we make a choice in life, we should not, yes, it is good, it is human intellect to make a choice by sight, but God wants us to take steps in Christian life with faith, God waits. Because when you take steps in the Christian life with faith, God will certainly bless us. You can see here, the end of Lot, you can see. Lot, you can see, initially lived in the near Sodom. And then when you see, when the angels came, he was living inside Sodom, you can see. Slowly, you can see that Lot compromised with the people of Sodom and Gomorrah. And what happened was, lastly, you can see, Lot became the father of Moabites, you can see. Oh, the generation that was cursed, that he became the father there. But you can see Abraham, he became the father of the promised generation. And it is through that promised generation that we got our Lord Jesus Christ. Today also, I tell you, people of this world will say anything to us. People will, when you go to the schools, when you read your Bible, when you say, I don't do this, or I'm going to do this, they may think that you are crazy, they may think. But if you stand by faith for the Lord, certainly, our end is more better than their end. The Bible says, at the end, the wicked will be destroyed, but God will honor and lead us as children of God. So what we should do is, we should live by faith. As Abraham lived by faith, we have to make a choice to live. And because of the time, I'm just going to go a little bit faster. Let us read Judges chapter 13. We can see the next character we can see is in Judges chapter 13, verse 5. Judges chapter 13, verse 5. Yes, thank you. And here you can see the life of Samson. Here you can see that there was a time when the people of Israel were being harassed by the Philistines. And here the angel of the Lord is coming to Manoah and his wife and saying that there will be a person who's going to, a son who's going to be born to you, and he will be a Nazarite. He will be a person. What does a Nazarite mean? He will not cut his hair. He should not drink wine. He should live a separated life. He was called to do that. And he is going to deliver Israel. But all of you know Samson's story. But what happened to Samson's life? What Samson's choices were totally different. Samson grew. He was supposed to be making right choices. He was from even before birth, he was called to be a Nazarite. So the choices that he had to make was totally different. But what did he do is, he went and took a Philistine wife, you can see. And then he went with harlots like Delilah, he went. And he wasted, or you can see, if you read the Bible in 16 verse 21, you can see that because of his wrong choice, you can see that he lost his eyes. I will just read it. Then the Philistines took him and put out his eyes and brought him down to Gaza. They bound him with bronze fetters and he became a grinder in the prison. A person who had to be a deliverer, a person who had to lead Israel, a person who had to make the right choice. But what happened was, when he made a wrong choice, when he made a stupid choice, I would say even use the word that, a bad decision, what you can see is, he lost his power. He lost everything he had. He lost his glory. You can see he lost his eyes. Instead of leading Israel, he is now in the prison. We can see that his hands are tied and he is grinding in the prison. What a pathetic sight you can see. Why I'm telling you this, if you choose the failure to realize God's calling in our life, if you fail to realize who you are as a Christian, and if you make bad choices, oh, Samson's story is an example for us. Samson's story can occur to us, to every one of us, if we make bad choices. But on the other hand, if you realize what your calling is and what you should be, you should live holy and blameless before God, because that's what the Bible says in Ephesians chapter 1 verse 4. If you take that in your life and live holy and blameless and not make bad decisions, what will happen is God will certainly deliver. But still, God, you can see in the life of Samson, even though he lost his eyes, even though he was in fetters, even though he was grinding in the prison, God was a God of compassion. God came, his hair began to grow, and God delivered him for one last time, you can see. But you don't want to learn. What do we learn from that? You don't want to go through those bad experiences to learn. What God has called you is to remain holy and blameless. Today, that should be your choice, because these are illustrations from the Bible, which is a warning for us too. You can waste your life. That is why, if you read the Bible, you can see both good and bad. Everything which is truth is completely given in the Bible. There's nothing hidden here. You cannot say that there's only certain things. History has, whatever is the truth, has been revealed by the Holy Spirit. So today, let our choice not be for the pleasures of the world. Let our choice not be to go after the pleasures and which is only for a moment, which is only last for certain minutes or hours it lasts. But if you take the treasures of heaven, if you seek after God, certainly God will lead you and you can be faithful to your calling, you can see. And I would like to take one more character, a couple of characters I would like to take and sit down. The next is the character of Jonah. You know the story of Jonah. I'll be fast because the time is really running fast. Jonah, you can see, Jonah was called. Why was Jonah called? Jonah came. He was a prophet. He was a man of God. He was supposed to deliver the word of God. And what happened is the word of the Lord came upon him to go to Nineveh. But when the word of the Lord came to Nineveh, he chose to go to Tarshish. He, in spite of knowing what God is, in spite of God speaking to him, you can see that he went to Tarshish. And when he went to Tarshish, the opposite direction of God, you can see that there was a big storm there. There were huge losses for the ship. There were a lot of cargo which was put aside. And lastly, they had to throw Jonah itself into the sea. Why all this they had to go? Just because Jonah did not want the people of Nineveh to be saved. He had a prejudice. He didn't want to obey the word of God. He had his own desires. He had his own ways. And he thought with his own desires, he could do things irrespective of the word of God. But he didn't realize that he was a man of God. As a prophet, he had to deliver the word of God. And when you see that, when he fulfilled that commission, you can see that the people of Nineveh were saved, you can see. They were saved from destruction. Today also, if you have a choice to obey the word of God, rather than having prejudice, that rather than saying that, oh, this will occur, that will occur, or going with a preset mind with the word of God, you will not achieve anything. But with an open mind, if you read and obey the word of God, certainly God will speak to you. And at the last example, I would like to talk about our Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus is a perfect example, you can see. He was a perfect man, at the same time he was God also. 100% man and 100% God. He humbled himself to this earth to come for us. He left all the glory in heaven and he came for us. And what did he do? He said one word. I'll just like to say one word. He said, my food is to do the will of my Father. His choice was that. As a man, his choice was to do the will of the Father. So you can see many instances in the Bible where he proved himself he was God. I don't want to go into that. But his choice was the will of the Father in my life. And what he did was, you can see that he was able to fulfill that will. That is why you can see in the initial phase I told you, when man was given two choices, one was the tree of life and the tree of knowledge of good and bad. You can see that man chose the tree of knowledge of good and bad. But the tree of life man rejected at that time. And God took him, man, away from the Garden of Eden. God drove him out. But you can see today Jesus came in as the tree of life. That those who believe in him will never perish. You have eternal life. Today that is what we are proclaiming. That is what we are saying. That if you believe on this tree of life, which man forsook on the Garden of Eden. Today you can see, if you accept this and you make a choice to follow this tree of life, you will have eternal life, a life which will never end, and God will certainly bless us. So today, I would like to conclude, what is our choice today? What is our choice? We just saw a lot of illustrations. We saw around 5 illustrations from the Bible. What is our choice today? Whether with a wholehearted devotion, like Abel, that we would worship God, or are we just going to do it as a routine worship? Or are we going to walk by faith like Abraham walked? Or just we are going to walk by sight? Or are we going to seek the pleasures of the world and waste our life like Samson did? Or are we going to lead a holy life? Are we going to obey the word of God as Jonah did? Or are we going to go with a prejudice with the word of God? And as the Lord Jesus Christ said, are we ready to do the will of the Master? Today, let us submit into the hands of God. Let us ask God, oh Lord, give me wisdom to make right choices. When you are young, you have to make choices. You will make choices in your career, in your marriage. You will have to make, even after marriage, you have to make choices. Life choices you have to make. Ask the Holy Spirit to guide. And with these illustrations, let us look up unto Jesus and he will guide us through. May the good Lord bless you with these words.